the station for the family and the whole community.
Your favorite music.
We love CCFM.
Now, in the studio, I've got Lydia with me. Good morning, Lydia. How are you doing?
Morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wonderful. Now, first of all, who is Lydia?
My name is Lydia Zingoni. I'm the director and founder of SA Teen Entrepreneur Foundation. We instill a culture of entrepreneurship in young people.
Okay, and there you've got it in like a nutshell, eh? That is like a, but I want to know a little bit more about you, not the organization, before we go to the organization. You are the founder of the organization, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
When did this start?
We started in 2010. After I encountered four young people whilst I was still a director for libraries at CPUT, Cape Peninsula University of Technology. And my question to them was, how are you asking about entrepreneurship now at university? What's been happening before you actually get to university? And my research into that led me to think that there wasn't anything really structured happening before young people grow up. So my search was, what information or entrepreneurial information are we giving our young people even before they get to university? So that set me on a road to finding out. And what I found out was that there wasn't very much in 2010 and even before that. So I set out to say, look, myself, I will be the champion to get young people to have an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's the journey which I've taken since 2010.
My word. Now, knowing me, going back to school, these things, okay, we never had this in, I'm sure, in your days as well, specifically when we were in school. And nowadays, it's with my daughter, I can, and with my son when he was still at school. I'm giving away my age here. But, you know, they started these things when they're in grade 10. Okay, so then somebody would come to school and say, listen, we need to now subject choices, and which way are you thinking of going? That is now when they were in grade 10, I think, at the time. Now, this program tells a story. Now, I want you to just maybe just tell us a little bit more specifically on the society side of things. When you meet, before we go to the society, when you meet the young people, okay, there's a process. Okay, you want to tell us what that process is?
Our program at the moment is focused on creating high school entrepreneur societies. We actually call upon all the principals because they're the gatekeepers to our young people. There are about 16 million young people in schools at the moment, in high schools. And how to get through to them, we ask the headmasters to open their schools. And once they open their schools, we ask them to say, let's work with one of your teachers in the school. And the teacher then recruits between 20 and 50 young people in the school, and they form a society. And then after that, we go in and we start the program. The program starts in with pre-testing. We want to know what these kids know about, what have they been exposed to in terms of entrepreneurship. And once we do that, we then go through to the idea generation workshop, which then exposes them how to find business ideas.
Okay, so my word, that's a mouthful. so obviously now from that process, you there's another process. So obviously they come in and you are one-on-ones with them. You are obviously taking them through certain steps. I think you showed me outside, they need to write an exam as well.
Yes, that's the pre-test, which we ask them to go through. It's a number of questions which we ask them, and they write it down. What do they know about entrepreneurship? What culture have they been exposed to? Who do they know who is an entrepreneur in their own society? So that tells us a story and a background of young people who are coming into the program. And with that information, we know that about 90% of our young people, especially from previously disadvantaged backgrounds, they've not been exposed. They don't know anyone in their area or in their homes or in their families who has actually started a business. So we're starting off from a blank sheet.
Absolutely. Now, the word entrepreneur, you've said you're a teen entrepreneur. Now, obviously, they're not aware of what an entrepreneur is if they don't have somebody in their family that is, like you just mentioned, started their own business and something like that. So now, for them to obviously become an entrepreneur, they obviously need to be sustainable. But before that period, you will then take them through this whole process.
We have the first stage after the pre-test or after testing them is to see how they can actually find ideas, because most people don't know where to start. So once the fundamental stage is, how do you actually come up with a business idea? And we go through, that is the workshop which I'm actually, after this interview, I'm actually going to Goodwood and Malibu to facilitate a workshop on idea generation. How do young people come up with ideas? So they look at their challenges within their own communities. They look at their own talents. They look at their passions. And from that, they will be able to come up with a business idea. What is not working within their environment? So they actually become responsible citizens after the workshop. They come where they look at their own society and see what is not working and see if there's a solution to it. And if they can find the solution, how many more can they actually sell the solution to?
Absolutely.
And make money.
I see that on this pamphlet you gave me, they were talking about awakening the giant inside of them. So obviously there's something that hasn't been awakened inside of them. And you guys, the Teen Entrepreneur organization, is there in actual fact to awaken that something that is never been fed, never been told by somebody. And obviously to make sure that on the long-term goal, they need to be dependent on themselves as well. You want to maybe just, I know that is probably one of the touchiest subjects that we're going to be speaking about, finance. Because, I mean, certainly this costs money. How do you guys get finance for this?
We appeal to corporates to help us because we realize that, I mean, I've been to so many pitch sessions, and I was talking to you before we went on air, that we really need to work, if we are really serious as a country about, transformation and about radical economic transformation, we really need to go to our young people. The people we are talking about in 2010 or in 2030, they are sitting right now at a school, and how as a government are we impacting them? How as a corporate, well, you know, society, are we impacting? And if we can come to Teen Entrepreneur and assist us, we are in there in the space to help these young people to realize that, you know, they can also be entrepreneurs. They can actually contribute to this radical economic transformation. And we can only do that by impacting our young people today. Not tomorrow, today.
Of course, because, I mean, this is just not giving them something, but it's empowering themselves specifically for the next generation, the next president, the next minister, the next businessman, the next businesswoman. Now, obviously, this is on my word. So now, I want you to maybe just, do you have currently maybe people that are supporting you at this stage?
We do have corporates like ShopRite, we have Sage Foundation, we have the City of Cape Town, but we're looking for more. Look, we have 16 million young people we want to impact. So that's really, I mean, when we look at the corporate world and when we look at government talking about young people, and if they're not putting into that space, you know, we're not serious. We're really looking for, support from all over. If we are really serious about radical transformation, we're looking at government, we're looking at corporate, we're looking at parents, we're looking at those retired people who can mentor some of these young people. So it's really not just Lydia and the foundation, but it's really for the whole country and possibly for the whole of the rest of Africa.
Absolutely awesome. You know what? We are actually rushing through the questions because he's going to still get to another event at the moment. But you know what? Do you want to maybe just leave your contact details? I know that you'll give it to me as well, but maybe there's somebody that's currently listening or a business that's currently listening that wants to reach out and assist you empowering the youth, the young entrepreneur, people that are starting up from school level to go and start up a business from, as you just mentioned earlier on, from a blank sheet, is there any contact details you want to leave with it?
Yes, we are on all platforms. We are on Facebook as Teen Entrepreneur. So if you just go search Teen Entrepreneur, you'll find us. And also on Twitter, we are on 247 at Teen Biz. And our website is teenentrepreneur.co.za. And our cell phone or our number is 021-795-0566.
Not to worry. We're gonna have all the numbers, so you can call us in the studio, but at our reception, I will make sure that we leave all the correct details for you, so you can get hold of Lydia. Lydia, is there any last things you'd like to just mention?
Yes. The last thing is that we are really appeal to all headmasters to open, or headmistresses to open their schools for this program. It doesn't impact on the normal curriculum because we only operate as an after-school activity. So please open up your schools, and obviously the corporate and government do support us. We are there to empower the next generation of young people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Lydia from a teen entrepreneur, and you've heard a story, you've heard what they're doing for the youth today, empowering them. And you know what, this is something good. This is something what the youth need in school. We've got so many other stuff that's in school that we don't need. And I am Faisal, I know what I'm talking about, but this is absolutely good. This is something where your child can become sustainable when he or she leaves the school. It's empowering the youth from the side. You want to just say hi to anybody before you go?
I just want to say hi to all the principals out there in Western Cape and all the 9 provinces. The idea is that this program should be in every school.
Wonder, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. Okay, Lydia, thank you so much for availing your time. I know that we're rushing against time and you need to leave as well. But thank you so much just for coming in and sharing with us what the good stuff you're doing with your organization. I trust that you'll be going from strength to strength.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful.
And thanks, South Africa, for listening.
Wonderful.
The station for the family and the whole community.
Your favorite music. We love CCFM.